WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The Pentagon says Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has ordered the USS Abraham Lincoln Carrier Strike Group to accelerate its move into the Middle East. He has also ordered the USS Georgia Guided Missile Submarine to the Central Command region. This as tensions rise there, with Israel fighting on two fronts. First, Hezbollah firing rockets into Israel from Lebanon.
They can challenge Israel in a way that Iran, and the Houthis for that matter, are unable to do so because of their geographic proximity, because of the number of weapons that they have. And that's very concerning.
Frank McKenzie, former commander of U.S. forces in the Middle East. And Israel is ordering more evacuations in southern Gaza as condemnations echo over their deadly attack on a shelter in Gaza this weekend.
This is the worst thing I've ever seen, by far.
After retiring from the military, Scott Anderson took a UN job in Gaza.
How are you doing this morning, Miranda?
He's been in Gaza almost constantly since the war began.
I've never seen anything like this scale of destruction.
He's witnessed firsthand the desperate shortage of medical supplies in hospitals overwhelmed with casualties.
Wounds that people can normally get treated and survive would most likely develop sepsis.
Deborah Patter, CBS News, East Jerusalem.
In Paris, celebrations as the Summer Games conclude in a gala celebration.
The women's basketball team narrowly won gold over France, 67-66. Its eighth consecutive Olympic gold medal, a record in team sports. It's the Americans' 61st straight win of Olympic Games. But it certainly did not come easy, with France ahead deep in the fourth quarter in front of a raucous home crowd, and the final largely coming down to free throws. Asia Wilson carried the U.S. to victory with a team high of 21 points. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, Paris.
The running mates, vice presidential nominees, are taking some of the spotlight today as we hear from CBS's Skyler Henry.
Senator J.D. Vance, the Republican vice presidential nominee, says he's standing with Trump, telling Face the Nation he wants abortion access left to the states.
When states and voters in those states make decisions, we of course want the states and the federal government to respect those decisions.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz pounced on the comments.
Whether you'd make the same decision as someone else, just mind your own damn business.
President Biden had a warning about former President Donald Trump on CBS Sunday Morning.
Mark my words, if he wins this nomination, this election, watch what happens. It's a danger. He's a genuine danger to American security.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It is Saturday night, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Network. And it's time for Live in the Lair with Rocker and Cat in the Hurricane.
Thanks, Rob. You know, Cat in the Hurricane is genre and gender-bending indie pop trio from Madison. Cat in the Hurricane released their debut EP, Miles Away, in 2017, followed up with 2020's Libra, and then the Sorry EP in 2021. Now, their upcoming fourth album, Got It Out, is releasing on October 4th, 2024. That's just in another month or so. With a new single releasing in days and shows coming up around Wisconsin in August and September, Cat and the Hurricane are here in the studio to perform Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio. Cat, Ben, Alex, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, Rocker. What's up, everybody?
Wow, you know, Cat and Hurricane has performed on our show, probably, I think this is the fourth time.
And in every single station, too.
Right. Every single station, every single moniker, and every single studio now.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, you know, the first studio, we were over in Normandy Lane in Madison. That's over on the west side. Yeah. And it was just this real nondescript office.
Yeah. It was like a shoebox, too.
Yeah, shoebox. Yeah. We were in different rooms. Remember that? The control engineer would be completely in a different room.
Yeah.
And then, of course, over at University Avenue.
Yep.
With the big windows. And now here on State Street. So we're really glad to have you guys.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, tonight we're going to hear some of your new songs, some old songs, and maybe even something people have never heard. And we're going to get to know the band members individually. But before we do, let's talk a little bit about the band. This is a band with a lot of feeling, a lot of ideals, a mission, and a lot of heart. Tell us about your band that, in technical terms, is a gender and genre-defiant mix of queer emo and sapphic bops. What exactly does that mean?
So glad you asked.
I'm twisted.
Well, I mean, we're a lot of things to a lot of people. We were inspired, especially by this new album, and I guess this is like a teaser for later, but we've really been inspired by, I guess, like early 2000s, like pop punk and pop and rock. That's what we grew up on a lot, and our music has kind of spanned more synthy, dancey routes, kind of the sad, like crooning pop world. So it's been a lot of things, but we kind of like to use tongue-in-cheek descriptions like that. That really, it's just about saying something real that resonates with who we are.
Now, would you say that your songwriter's like focused inward or focused outward? Are you making commentary or is this analysis?
Everywhere.
Yeah, actually. So I feel like one of the ways that we've described our music, and this started as a joke at first, but sad lesbian music. and that really described, I think, that kind of introspective songwriting that we had been doing. Our EP Libra is very much in that same vein. And definitely the Sorry EP as well, all about kind of going, like being in your feelings, going through it, you know, being sorry for who you are, things like that. But I feel like this new record that we're working or that's about to be out is a little mixture of both, like definitely going through it, definitely having the feelings and being introspective about that. But also
processing it,
getting it out. So there's that like transition into the external. And yeah, we do have a little bit of commentary actually on the state of the world in this album too, which is newer for us to be more explicit in that regard. So that's exciting.
Now, how long have you guys been together?
The three of us, we've been doing this since 2019 when Benjamin and I found our way here in Madison. And then what a perfect time to try to go out and meet people and play shows and just for in time, you know, the pandemic to hit. And we saw our first tour kind of go down the drain for a minute there. I think we finally, you know, we made a comeback when things started opening up.
Now, you guys came, I think, from Janesville?
Yes.
From the Janesville area? Now, the double entendre with the name Cat and the Hurricane, is there a secret meaning to this?
Absolutely not.
So glad. Let's clear it up on the radio, Cat. Clear it up.
Clear it up. Oh,
I was so, I like thought for sure I had discovered it.
Okay. Well, wait, what is the double entendre that you're hearing?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I can tell you a little bit of the backstory of that name. I used to be in a band that had like 8, 9, 10 people in it. And when that finally dissolved, everybody kind of went off in their own direction. And everybody had their own projects already established. And I was the newest one to the group, like newest in terms of like getting into guitar and like actually being a musician. And everybody had a project and I didn't. And so I was like, well, if I'm going to do a project, I'm going to need a name. So I went on Google and I Googled a band name generator. Oh. And I put my... Hold on.
Oh, there is a secret.
There is a secret. Let it be known. I typed in a band name generator. It popped up. I typed in my name and I just kept hitting the generate button until something came up of like Cat and the Weather. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cute. Like, yeah, my name's Cat and I'm here with the weather.
Yeah.
And that's when I kind of cycle through weather things, right? Yeah. And so that's where Cat and the Hurricane came from. And so the cat and the cane, it was like super snappy.
Yeah.
Right? And so I just rolled with it, made a Facebook page, and the rest is history.
And the rest is history, yep.
Wow, and the website happened to be open.
Yeah, URL. And the website happened to be open. Part two of that story is I was in middle school when Hurricane Katrina hit. And so when that happened, kids are cruel in middle school. And so the next day after it hit, I got on the school bus and kids were cruel to me. And they're like, way to go, Katarina. And I'm like, first of all, my name is Katarina, not Katrina.
Yeah.
And so I think it's really
funny to bring
it back all these years later. So here I am, Cat and the Hurricane. And I got the five... I've got the, you know.
Who's the coolest kid on the bus now?
Yeah, was, clearly me. Wow. Clearly. They tried to make fun of me, but they can't keep me down.
That is a great story. As a gender-bending band, what, if any, obstacles have you faced along in your journey in music?
Honestly, just the state of the world's kind of rough.
And we have to work so much harder, too.
We really do. I mean, so I grew up, like, I don't know, like, music is such a boys' club, right? Yeah. And, I mean, that's still the case today. And I swear, like, I'll just see bands post, like, their show posters, and it's just an all-men lineup. And it's just, like, normal and, like, you know, we just, like, take for granted.
Where's the spice in that?
I know. We take for granted, like, you know, musicians who are not men. And, like, yeah, so I think that, like, the state of the world and also the fact that it's, like, continually every year that I've been alive, the deadliest year on record for trans people, like, the morale is low. definitely gives us a lot to process. And I think a lot of songwriting comes from, like, just, you know, not only exploring gender and what that means societally, but, like, how that's hitting us as trans people. So yeah, definitely can say that. That's fun.
We want to be visible for our community because I think that helps bring the morale up of, like, you can do this too. And I think a lot of our songs are inherently to the core about survival because we're still here. And a lot of trans people from our community are not.
What to you is the most misunderstood fact or concept when it comes to people labeled or self-identifying as gender bending or LGBTQ+?
I feel like there's as many genders as there are people, and it's not a big deal, y'all.
Yeah, I feel like one
it is.
Like, if I had to pick one, there's a lot, but if I had to pick one to sum it up, like, if they're like, we're just people at the end of the day, and, you know, people will say, well, like, don't make being LGBTQ or, like, your gender, your sexuality the only thing about you or, like, the main thing about you. When I've never feel like I do that about myself, I feel like it's what other people do to me. I'm like, that is certainly not the most interesting thing about me. It's just the thing that I feel like people want to talk about the most because they just don't understand it, which I get. So I guess that's my thing, is people misunderstand that the only reason that it's the thing we're talking about all the time is because we have to keep explaining ourselves. I'd much rather talk about my music or my interests or other things. But yeah, that's what I'll say about that.
Great answer. Well, let's get to some live music in the lair with Cat and the Hurricane, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight, it's called On My Way Back. Tell us about this song before you play.
This song is the first single that we released on this album cycle, not really knowing where it was going to go or what was going to happen with it. When I wrote it, I write most of my songs on an acoustic guitar, and then when we take it to the studio, it usually transforms into something we never thought that it would look like. And so this, you know, this started as an acoustic, like, folkish song, and then we brought it to the studio with our producer, Matt LaPlante, and we turned it into, like, a dance rock anthem, almost like a disco beat. And we released it right before we went on stage last year at Live on Queen Street.
Wow.
And so we got to debut it for the very first time. And it's a banger. It's a banger. And the song in itself is about living some life, going out, experiencing some experiences, and then finding your way, coming back to yourself. Because at a certain point, at a certain age, you're going to be the person that you're going to be for the rest of your life. So it's like settling into that person and kind of nurturing the version of you that may have gotten damaged along the way. And also, like, you know, holding space for yourself of, like, you've experienced some things, and then this is who you are, and this is how you're going to live the rest of your life. And accepting that, you know, it is what it is, and you got to take care of yourself. And so it's about coming back to yourself at the very end of the day.
Wow, that's really profound. Well, great. Let's hear it. This is Cat and the Hurricane. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. This is Live in the Lair. Remember that you can go to the website and download the app. Listen to this on your phone. Right now, let's hear Cat and the Hurricane live in the lair.
Thanks, Racker. We'll be right back. I can handle myself. Too far gone to reverse the damage. Too far gone with nothing to salvage. I'm calling up when our voices raise fall. To my knees when myself is praise. I don't remember when I wasn't like this. I can't go back to when I wasn't like this. So I'm on my way back. I'm on my way back. I'm on my way back to where I started. To where I started. Now I'm working with what I have. No, here I'm not bound out to give back my. Stick my thumb out and ask for directions. I'll probably call up a friend.
Listening to Cat in the Hurricane live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Wow, how cool is that? Live music in the lair, Cat in the Hurricane. Let's get back, Cat, Ben. Let's get to know your band a little bit. Let's start with keyboardist and vocalist Benjamin Rose. Ben, what is your backstory? How did you get involved with music?
So music's been part of my life as long as I can remember, really. My family is a pretty musical family. I took piano lessons as a kid for about 10 years. And so that's kind of always been a background, and kind of that training has always been with me. I also kind of grew up in a context where I was really involved in church music, which isn't a huge part of my life now, but it is where I learned to play with other people. So that's ever since I was in high school, I've been playing with other people on stage. So I got a lot of experience doing that, and now it just feels right to be doing it with something that feels a little bit more personal and close to home.
What role did your parents play in your musical upbringing?
They both of my parents are musicians. Neither of them perform or anything. They're not like professional musicians, but both of them are very musical. My dad plays guitar. My mom played flute and piano and everything as a kid. So my family definitely has a belief in the art. So they paid for me to take piano lessons. So that definitely started me to where I am now.
Do you play other instruments?
I play some guitar. I'm self-taught on guitar. And that's mostly it. I do a little production stuff, but keys are my first love.
So how did you run into this group, Cat and the Hurricane?
That is a great story. So yeah, Cat and I both grew up in the Janesville, Wisconsin area. I went to college out in Michigan, and when I moved back, Kat had been here performing with their other band while I was in Michigan, that kind of stretch of years. And when I came back is right around the time that Kat kind of set off to do the solo project. And we just kind of ran into each other at an open mic that Kat had been going to for years, and I had, you know, come back from college, like, I want to do the music thing. We heard each other. We just kind of were like, what? We did like the Spider-Man meme with the fingers, and we're like, hello, have you been here the whole time? And we were like, we should totally jam. And it was literally like a couple months later that Kat was like, do you want to be in my band?
Hold on. Tell them about the Facebook post.
Oh yeah. So I got to tell. So Kat had, we met in like the fall of 2017, along with our friend Candace Griffin. And we all kind of, you know, started hanging out, and we were doing music stuff. And Kat had posted on Facebook that they're like, I just want to start taking this thing seriously. I want to do Kat and the Hurricane.
It was like, and I'm looking for a bassist, looking for a bassist or a keyboard
and
player.
A keyboardist. If anyone knows anything, me like saving that post, looking at it every day, like I should just message them, be like, let's do it. And I was like, no. And then they messaged me.
Too slow. Yeah.
And they're like, hey, so do you want to play keyboard in my band? And so here we are.
Wow. That's pretty cool. So Facebook played a huge part.
Yes. Facebook and local open mics.
Wow. What club was that at?
It's a little coffee shop called Mocha Moment in Janesville.
Shout out to Mocha Moment. Mocha Moment has my heart. I have so many wonderful memories.
They like brewed a band.
Yeah.
Literally.
Multiple.
That was the first time I ever got up in front of a crowd and played my guitar.
Wow. That is a great story. Kat and the Hurricane have a large catalog of songs. New singles seem to come out all the time. What is your secret ingredient of songwriting?
Going into lockdown during pandemic times and having nothing better to yes. do than just cook up a bunch of new songs.
The secret to writing good songs is having a bad time in real life. no, but we this new
wow, that is it. I think, you know,
this, not that I'm recommending, but this new album is called "Got It Out," and it's really a reflection of, you know, we've all gone through things in our lives, and the music is the place we put it all, so that we can kind of get it out of our system and put it into the music.
Wow. Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Kat and the Hurricane, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have, it's brand new. It's unreleased, and it's called Smoke. Is this a verb or a noun?
Oh,
ooh, it could be both. Maybe another double entendre. No, we're just being very mysterious. It is, in the context of the song, it's a noun. So this one is not released. It is going to be on the album that's coming out in October, but we wanted to give you all a little sneak peek.
Wow.
Something that's new. We're really excited about it. It's one of our favorites on the album. It's the song that's the most collaborative, I think, ever between me, Kat, and Alex. Kat and Alex actually wrote the chord progression when they were living together early days of lockdown. So we weren't seeing each other in person. We weren't having band practice. They send me this video or this clip of them playing this song. And I actually used some of Alex's lyrics that they had written to kind of like write a melody. So it's got pieces of all of us. And it's just a song. It closes out the album, and it's just kind of reflecting on these themes of healing and growing up and moving on, how even sometimes when you leave hard situations, there's still signs of it. So even when the fire is gone, the smoke is still there, and you can still kind of see the traces. So this is an ode to anyone that's ever had a long-term, you know, dealing with those hard things.
Wow. Awesome. How profound. This is Smoke by Kat and the Hurricane. While they get over to their instruments. Go ahead.
Well, you're always bad news. I'm so tired of all smoke all the time. I smoke all the time. It's been weeks since I've heard your name, and days since I thought about the details of your face. Sound dramatic, but I think I might finally be okay someday. You're a smoke all the time.
Cat and the Hurricane on Max Inc. Radio.
Well, you know, that was absolutely amazing. I am convinced after seeing you guys tonight, and I wish Candace was here.
Yeah, me too.
Because the harmony, the vocal harmonies that you guys are doing are literally the other member of the band. Like, together, the harmonies are their own thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, thank you. No, that's something we're really proud of. And whenever we go into the studio, there's lots and lots and lots of vocal tanks. And we just try a lot of things and try to figure out what fits together. And I feel like it's become one of our signature things is the kind of many layers of harmony that we try to do.
Years and years of practicing those harmonies.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Do it well. Well, you know, let's get to know the members a little more. And we were going to ask this question to Candace Griffin. Of course, she can't be here tonight. But Candace is an artist in her own right. Since she can't be here, tell us a little bit about your bandmate that also sings with this band.
We love Candace. We love her so much. She is my best friend of over a decade. She is the reason that I am the musician that I am today, because we went to high school together. She was a senior when I was a freshman, but we didn't become best friends until after we were both graduated. She was a part of the Songs Here group. We became friends through a mutual friend. And then I got invited to the Songshare group, and I'm like, wow, you guys do this every week? And like every week they would get together in our friend Dan's basement, and we'd all just go around in a circle and share our songs. And then every other week we'd go to Mocha Moment and we'd play the open mic. And after doing that for like 6, 7, 8 months, we all just kind of looked around. We're like, guys, I think we're a band. We should do this.
Wow. That's awesome. Yeah.
And we started booking shows. Like, we literally booked the corner of a Dunkin' Donuts in Janesville, Wisconsin. Like, we were just like, hi, can we come set up? We'll bring people in to buy your donuts and your drinks. But all that to say, she's been there for me at every hard moment of my life. And We just love her so much. And in her own right is just an incredible lyricist. She draws a lot of her inspiration from like Joni Mitchell and like Jewel and Fleetwood Mac. Like we consistently cover Fleetwood Mac because, you know, we want to give, you know, the crowd a taste of what like Candace can do and her embodiment of like Stevie Nicks.
Wow.
But yeah, she has so many albums out on Bandcamp that you can get for free right now. She just recently started adding things to Spotify. She's played on this station quite often.
Oh yeah, and we love her here.
We're Cat and the Hurricane, but when we're with Candace, it's like we're her band. Like we're her backing band, and it just kind of happened naturally. She's like, I don't know, do you guys want to play with me? We're like, yeah, duh.
Oh, that is too funny. Well, let's start talking about your new album, Got It Out. It's due out on October 4th. It's a great story. It starts with a Kickstarter campaign to fund the entire album. Talk about this process. What you did, how long it took to fund your album using Kickstarter. I mean, that doesn't sound easy.
No,
it was not. And the reality, I mean, it's really hard to be an artist nowadays.
It's hard to ask for money.
It's really also hard to ask for money. But we wanted to like not only like be like, hey y'all, we want to put out this album. It's really expensive. Can you help us? We also wanted to give something back to people. So that's why we decided to use a Kickstarter platform rather than, you know, your GoFundMes or like just Venmo us money or whatever. And so our community has always been so much a part of who we are and what we do, and it's part of our live shows. It's like just part of Cat and the Hurricane. And so it only felt right that we would, you know, ask folks to be like, hey, can you help us? And in return, you can be part of this album. So we launched a Kickstarter in May, I think, and we wanted to raise $6,000. And so much of that was going to pay for recording and a recording that we had already done most of. And then for, you know, just packaging the albums, getting them out, distributing, and press and promo, music videos, photo shoots,
merch.
Graphic
Don't
design.
Forget about merch.
Oh my gosh, there are so many things that go into an album cycle, and so we wanted to like paint a picture of that for people in our community and invite them in, and so we rose $6,000 before the Kickstarter was due, which was unbelievable to us.
And lot of people that we don't even know.
Yeah.
Like how far, what do you think was like your farthest reach? I mean, were these locals?
Scotland.
Or are they local people?
Yeah, we had somebody international.
Scotland.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we were so fortunate. And like it was a really humbling experience to get this much support. And so we wrapped it up in like last month. And now we're, you know, in the process of getting everybody their rewards and things like that. And we were able to announce the album a couple weeks ago. It was really, really exciting to let our fans know, like, hey, here's this album we've been working on. And also here's the album art. It's already made and ready to go. And here's this new single that we're putting out called Therapy that we're really excited about. So that all was announced like a week or two ago. And so, yeah, it's been a whirlwind of a summer, but it's been really, really fun.
Well, speaking of Therapy, Cat and the Hurricane have a new song being released on August 12th, just around the corner here. And we're lucky enough to have a copy of it right now. So before we premiere this brand new song right here on Max Inc. Radio, it's the namesake of the album. Tell us about what we're about to hear. We're going to listen to the recorded version of this song.
Yeah, that's right. So this is a song that I remember Kat brought out of their room when we were living together during the pandemic and was like, look at this little riff that I got. I just got like a couple pieces of like a chorus and a couple pieces of a couple verses.
I was like, this could be something.
This could be something. And we were like, oh yeah, this is definitely going to be something. And so when we went to record the album, we actually went to record with our co-producer, Matt LaPlante, when everything was in their demo phases, which is really, really special because we got to like record everything really from the ground up. We didn't really have very many tracks that came in like as a demo ready to go or anything like that. We got to work with him in doing that. And this was one of them. And so we just started like riffing on it. And one thing
building
led
it from the ground up.
Yeah. One thing led to another. And Matt was so into this song. Matt was so excited. He was like, this is the one. And we were like, I think so too, I guess. But it ended up being like one of our favorite songs on the album. It's like the it's also the namesake of the album. So we called it Got It Out because that's a refrain that we repeat over and over in the song Therapy. And it really encapsulates a lot of what we were trying to go for in this album, which is, you know, expressing what's on your heart, getting it out, and yeah, not suffering as much.
It's like Weezer meets girly pop music.
Oh, that's a great description. All right, well, let's check it out right here on Max Inc. Radio. It's the premiere of the brand new song by Cat in the Hurricane. It's called Therapy. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison market is hot right now. So get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. MoveToMadison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. MoveToMadison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. Spring is in the air.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's Live in the Lair, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Rocker, Cat and the Hurricane have been knocking the roof off this building.
Boy, I thought you were going to curse there for a moment, Rob. Going to have to hit the dump button.
Oh, man.
Well, we've gotten to know Ben and Candace. Now let's give the drummer some.
Yeah.
This is Alex Nelson. Alex, tell us a little of your backstory. How did you start playing the drums?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So my dad is a professional drummer.
Really?
In the Quad Cities of the Illinois side region. Yeah. He's a professional drummer. And so I grew up with drums. They were always a little too intimidating for me, though. So I took up guitar. And then it wasn't until I moved to Madison, started thinking seriously about doing a solo music career with the guitar stuff that I've been doing and music writing, that I met Kat through a mutual friend, and they were in Kat and the Hurricane, and they were like, hey, do you want to play drums? I'll get you a drum kit, because that was the only thing I didn't have. And I was like, well, I mean, if you insist.
It's just
and,
like, in the blood.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just sat down, and then it just happened.
No, genuinely. Yeah, like, I just absorbed it growing up, and I had always drummed, but I'd never drummed on a drum kit. So, that was the first time we did it. And the first time I ever drummed on a drum kit was in a barn, and it's just hit all history from there.
In a barn.
Yeah, it was so fun. Pizza, right. The pizza barn.
In East Troy, Wisconsin.
Now, you also play from time to time with Seesaw?
Yes, yeah.
I
love playing with Seesaw. They're such a fun group. We actually are playing the High Noon Saloon this week with Raina, so really excited about that on the 15th,
right.
I think. Yeah.
Well, let's continue this story about your new album, Got It Out. We heard about the funding. Tell us the rest of the story, the artistic side. Where it was recorded, what's going on with it. Give us the skinny.
Yeah, we've already kind of dropped some of this, but yeah, we recorded it with Matt LaPlante of Madtown Mix Studios right here in Madison, Wisconsin. Unfortunately, he left us. He's in North Carolina now. He got a really cool job opportunity. But we can say this album was all recorded here in Madison. Like I said before, it's just been the most collaborative project. The four of us, me, Kat, and Alex, and Matt, all kind of co-produced everything from the demo stage all the way to its final form. So just a labor of love, very much so.
Well, now, Kat, we've heard the entire band, but we haven't heard from you.
Hi.
How did you get involved playing music? What is your backstory?
It was an app. Remember,
band generator.
Oh, band generator. Sorry.
Band name generator. Yeah.
No, I guess my story starts way before that. I, as a child, apparently always wanted to be the center of attention. And now it terrifies me, which is so funny because we have this band that we got to do now. But ever since I was a little kid, I was always grabbing for the microphones at weddings, apparently. And I found myself in a youth group. And when they found out that I could sing, I was the one to sing the national anthem every single time. And I got my influences in music from my dad, and he inherited to me all of his dad rock music and
dad rock music. What? Define that for me, please.
For me, it was a lot of Nirvana and Red Hot Chili Peppers
It's better than I thought.
Steve Miller Band, and the one that really stuck with me was actually Paul McCartney. I got hooked on his Ram album, and I wore the heck out of that mix CD that my dad burned for me.
Oh, that is a great story. That's very interesting. Dad rock.
I don't want to offend any dads out there. But.
I immediately went to yacht rock, and I was like,
absolutely.
Yep. No, notice the shirt.
Dad rock,
wearing.
Affectionate. Yeah. You know,
yes, with
very
love.
Very affectionate.
Now, let's see. Let's get back to live music in the lair with Cat and the Hurricane, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's a classic now.
Yeah.
It's called Sorry That I'm Like This. Is this satirical or rhetorical?
Both.
Yes.
I mean, you know, you have to, you know, sometimes you mess up on something, and it's just like a really funny cheek and tongue-in-cheek thing to be like, sorry that I'm like this. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know how we got here, but this is a very silly thing that I did. But the other meaning of it is just like, sorry that I'm like this, as in like, here, who I am as a person. And it's like reclaiming that back of like, no one should be sorry for who they are as a person.
Right.
Unless you're a bad person.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you then.
Well,
but
yeah,
but yes, that's the first song that I ever co-wrote with Benjamin, and it's almost at 100,000 streams across many different platforms.
Wow.
We're very excited about that. The running joke is that when it hits 100,000 streams on Spotify, I'm going to get a nice big tattoo on my shoulder.
Oh,
of,
really?
Of like the heart with the sorry that I'm like this ribbon, like all like American traditional.
Oh, yeah. What a tribute.
And I'm sticking to that. I'm going to get that tattooed on my body. Yep. Absolutely.
Nice. Do you have a tattoo parlor you're thinking of here?
Red Clover, Red Clover, absolutely.
Red Clover.
Over on, what is it? Are they on Main Street? No, Breeley.
Breeley in Maine.
Breeley in Maine, here in Madison.
Red Clover Tattoo Collective,
Red Clover. All right, well, let's hear it.
All right, let's go.
This is caffeine and alcohol?
I'm like this.
Sorry I'm like this.
Sorry I'm like this. I've been waiting all night for this. Sorry I'm like this.
Yeah, we play it a lot here on Max Inc. Radio.
We sure do. You're listening to Cat and the Hurricane right here on Max Inc. Radio, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group.
Gets so
'cause you're haunting me again. This feeling's nothing new. I hear them speak. If I don't hate myself by now, I'll have learned to hate loving you. I know, 'cause I couldn't help but be myself once again. Da-na-na.
In the Hurricane. Sorry that I'm like this on Max Inc. Radio. Brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group. Check out movetomadison.com.
Thanks, Rob. Cat in the Hurricane has live shows coming up, and the next two are August 17th at 4:45. You're at Eakin Park Festival on Madison's northeast side, and later that night, opening for the 10th anniversary of Damsel Trash at the Harmony Bar in the heart of Madison East Side. Wow, that sounds like a lot of gigs in one day. Two shows.
And I got to tell you, I've enjoyed saying Damsel Trash like all week long.
Yes, we love them. Damsel Trash is a band that kind of carved out a space in Madison before we even got here, and we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing without bands like them who paved the way. And so we're super excited about both of those shows, to do the Neighborhood Festival at Eakin Park and also the Damsel Trash show. I can also just kind of name drop some other shows we got coming up in September. Because we've got this album coming out October 4th, we're trying to do a little mini tour just around Wisconsin in the area. So September 13th, we're at Appleton Beer Factory in Appleton. On September 20th, we are going to be at Northeastern Wisconsin Pride up in the Green Bay area. Then on September 21st, we're going to be at Project North Festival in Rhinelander. Then we've got some more in October that aren't announced yet, but we're definitely going to have a Madison show in there, definitely going to have a Milwaukee show in there.
So we're going to have to come back and see a rocker and to talk about that.
But definitely check out catinthehurricane.com or any of our socials to see where we're going to be all
TikTok,
over.
YouTube.
Yeah.
You name it.
We're all over.
Wow. Well, you know, I see, though, that you're going to be in deep here then Rhinelander in just 2 days' time.
Yes.
that's going to be a lot of driving and seeing a lot of Wisconsin.
We are going to see a lot of Wisconsin. You know, last year we went on our first national tour. We drove all the way out as far as Providence, Rhode Island. So I think it's time to give Wisconsin a turn for some driving.
Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Cat and the Hurricane, presented by Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Caffeine and Alcohol. Is this about being a wide awake drunk?
God, I hope not. But maybe. You know, so this song is one of the singles that is out right now from the album. It is our fastest growing single. The response to it's just been amazing. We dropped it in mid-April.
Because it is amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, this is the first song that I've I've sang lead on a Cat in the Hurricane track, and it's really special to me. Comes right out of my journal pages, and it's just a song about growing up, trying to find your way in your 20s, and especially shout it to anyone with religious trauma or family trauma. Like, this is a song for people who've gone through the hard stuff and are just trying to make their way.
Nice. All right, Cat in the Hurricane. This is Live in the Lair. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, and this song, Caffeine and Alcohol.
Got to make an adjustment real quick.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Network. Tonight's Live in the Lair is brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group. Visit them at... Thank you. Thank you, Rucker.
Caffeine got alcohol. Is this the caffeine and alcohol in my blood? Or is it some kind of divine punishment? 'Cause I said I'd be okay.
Listening to Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Network.
This time I try to learn.
This history.
history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W22 80 P. Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.